This is County Close Up, news from Haliburton County with Elizabeth Oakley.
She has four legs, is covered in fur, naps several times a day, and often flops on her owner's lap during virtual meetings. Her name is Geraldine, and she's a former street dog from the Caribbean. Rescued and flown to Canada, she's enjoying her new life here and is a well-loved member of Vibica Bianchi's family.
Chicha, come here.
They're loyal and loving and bring comfort to so many of us. But with the costs of pet food, veterinary care, and pet insurance rising steadily, owning pets is becoming financially impossible for thousands of people across Canada. According to Rover, a Canadian online pet care service, pet ownership is becoming increasingly expensive, with dog owners facing 18% higher costs this year compared to 2024. And cat owners paying 41% more than last year. On average, yearly spending on dogs ranges from $965 to $4,020, while cat parents can expect to spend between $930 to $2,400 annually. And depending on what part of the country you live in, costs vary. Ontario and Alberta pet parents pay the most, while New Brunswick pet parents pay the least. Add to that a chronic shortage of veterinarians and vet techs, and the growing trend of corporations buying up smaller independent veterinary clinics, and you have a perfect storm for driving up costs. Bianchi lives in Toronto and has a cottage in Haliburton County. She grew up with cats in her home, then became a dog lover when she met her now husband. The couple enjoyed their time with two elderly dogs, then got a young lab called Minnow. The runt of the litter, Minnow frequently suffered from eye infections, ear infections, then later developed a health condition that required medication that cost the couple $500 per month. Bianchi said at the time, 15 years ago, that the cost was manageable. Now, with Geraldine in their home, she says costs have gotten out of control.
I feel like everyone understands pet ownership just getting more and more expensive. And I feel like in the last, I don't know, 5 or so years, all of a sudden this industry is like, it's become such an industry, and that it is not just the vet part of it, not just insurance, which is like, if you don't do it, you're going to be in trouble. So you get scared into getting insurance. But also just the accessories, the foods, the treats, the whatever that you need for your dog. Even just buying a dog these days is a small fortune. So it's a real investment. I understand that it's sort of like Wall Street has now seen the value in the pet industry, whether it's insurance, vets, other stuff, that they're now it's like about the shareholders and all of that. And so we are being fed this idea of what it means to be a pet owner involves like forking out a lot of money.
Bianchi admits, like other pet parents, she's fallen victim to the hype around pet ownership. While Minnow had one sweater for her walks in colder weather, Geraldine has 5 different jackets for use in a variety of conditions. So Bianchi understands the difference between needs and wants for her dog, but she does all she can to keep costs down.
With Minnow, again, I had to get the vet prescribed food, but when we got Geraldine, I was like, okay, we're going to find food that's affordable, that's still nutritious, but I'm not falling for all the hype of like, oh, it must be grain-free and blah, 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 because this dog comes from a generation of street dogs that ate whatever. So I'm not falling for that. So that was the first thing. I also wanted to find a brand that was made in Canada for obvious reasons, but even before all this stuff is going on. And so I did that. And then I look for discounts. I get on points programs for things. I'm trying to also not, if there's an issue, especially since she's young, if there's an issue, I try to write it out before taking her to the vet. Just try to kind of manage those things. But I don't think it's a stretch to say that we probably spend $200 a month.
Carol Simmons adopted a senior beagle last fall to keep her company in her retirement. So far, the Minden resident has shelled out more than $3,200, and that's not counting dog food. Louie has had multiple urinary tract infections and recently developed a heart condition. Simmons is shocked by the cost, but will do whatever she can to keep him healthy.
I was always a cat person, and Fred was the one with the dogs. Well, we ended up, at one point, we had 3 dogs in the house. So that's all I had to compare to. And now all of a sudden I'm making trips on a regular basis, it seems. He's a good company, even if he is a pain in the bum sometimes.
As costs for vet care and pet food continue to increase, many pet owners are forced to make the heartbreakingly difficult choice to surrender their animals. According to the Ontario Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals, shelters and rescue organizations across the province are reporting a 16% surge in the number of pets being given up, with some citing financial strain as a primary reason. Kristen Begbie is the owner and founder of Snowflake Meadows, a rescue organization for dogs near Haliburton. Begbie says there's a direct connection between the increased cost of pet ownership and the rise in dogs coming into her care. She adds it's a problem that's getting worse, not better.
A lot of people are just dumping them on the side of the roads because that's the best chance that their animal's going to get is somebody's going to find them who can actually take care of them.
Begbie tries to work with pet owners who are struggling to keep their beloved animals. She'll get animals spayed or neutered and arrange a payment plan for owners to support them and to keep their pet in their home. She also has the support of the Kibble Project that supplies vast quantities of pet food from pet manufacturers and stores. Begbie says pets are family and that finances aren't a measure of what a good home for an animal is. She vows to help any pet owner struggling to keep their animals in a loving home.
Call me. I'll see if there's something I can do. If it's food, I can definitely help you out. If it's vetting and it's something that's not going to be incredibly astronomical, then I can definitely help you out. I don't think giving up on your dog is where you should be at any point in your life. I've had people dump their dogs, not dump them, but drop them off to me and say, I can't afford this. I can't do that. And I've filled them up with bags of food, or we've gotten their dog spayed or neutered, you know, so that they didn't have any more puppies, and they took them home and they got to go back to the family that they love. Definitely breaks my heart for people to have to get to that point in the first place, but that's the way of the world these days, and it's not getting better.
Natalie Harris is the Community Outreach Coordinator for the Orillia Animal Center for the Ontario SPCA. She said their statistics clearly reflect the impact of rising pet ownership prices. Last year, the Ontario SPCA distributed more than 300,000 pounds of pet food to community food banks, which equates to 1 million meals, and a 184% increase in people accessing basic veterinary services.
We do see surrenders coming in from people that are just beside themselves because they can't afford their animal anymore. And their animal is their family, and our job is to keep pets and people together. That is our main value that we would hold on to. We do know that it is quite costly. So we have something called our MASH clinics, and those are mobile spay neuter clinics where we basically would take a gymnasium and turn it into like a MASH style surgery. And we have volunteers and vet techs and veterinarians that come in, and we will spay neuter upwards of over 100 cats in one day. Like, it's amazing. We also have like our clinics as well are less costly for sure. So go online to OntarioSPCA.ca. And one of the bigger things that we are really focusing on to fill the gap is we provide pet food. So our pet food distribution is growing.
Canoe FM reached out to the Ontario Veterinary Medical Association and their Farley Foundation for an interview on this issue. Despite repeated attempts, they refused to comment. To keep the cost of pet ownership down, do your research and pick the right breed for your home. Generally, larger dogs cost more to care for and rise as they reach their senior years. Consider breeds that don't require grooming. Try to focus on preventative care and budget for emergency vet visits. Checkups, vaccinations, and flea and tick prevention will help keep your animal healthy. Compare prices for pet food, and wherever possible, buy in bulk. And while pet insurance is expensive, it may save you money down the road. County Close Up is made possible through the support of the Local Journalism Initiative and the Community Radio Fund of Canada. You can find more stories from Haliburton County on canoefm.com and frequencynews.ca. This is Elizabeth Oakley for County Close Up.